Hello, welcome to WITY Profile. This is Andrew Dudich with you, and today we're going to be talking about Music of the Heavens with the Danville Symphony Orchestra. We have Matthew Shepard with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Delighted to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, you do a great job telling us all about the shows. This has been first full season with you as director for Danville Symphony Orchestra. How has that been so far?
It's been great so far. It's been a really exciting season. Musically, we have had just a blast working together with the symphony, with different community partners, different soloists who have come in, with members of the Danville High School Orchestra, and of course with our audiences who have come in. I think we've had a really good time. We can't wait to build on it and do even more next year.
It's great to see so many people involved and being able to offer something like this to the Danville community. That's amazing. Having a full orchestra, that's not something everyone can do. And the different programs you do, like with the students, that sort of thing, to introduce them to the arts as well.
Right. That's a big part of it, right? In a community, the symphony orchestra can be one of those pillars. And particularly with such a history and a tradition of outstanding artistry in Danville, we're just proud to be able to continue supporting that through not only offering the classics, the Beethoven, the Mendelssohn, all of the works that you've come to expect from the DSO, but also by being innovative, by being forward-thinking, by, like we had with our Christmas show this past year, Christmas at the Movies, right? And being able to project a live film while we play the accompaniment alongside. So look for more of that from the DSO in the upcoming seasons.
That sounds exciting. Music of the Heavens, that's the show that's coming up, and that's going to conclude this year's season.
Yes, it does. That's our final show of the season, Music of the Heavens. It is on Friday, May 9th at 7:30. We're delighted to be at just a fabulous different venue this time. Instead of being at DHS and the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium, we are at St. James United Methodist Church. We thought, boy, for a program titled Music of the Heavens, it's hard to get more heavenly than St. James United Methodist. So very excited not only to be in that space, in the type of place where some of this music would have originally either been heard or was certainly inspired by, but also to utilize some of the musical instruments in the space, including the fabulous organ at St. James.
I was going to ask about that, because St. James does have lots of concerts we talk about with Doc Ashton, other people through different programs they do, Mark Lindvall over there. But yes, they have a huge pipe organ that they keep maintained.
Indeed, and I think it was just recently restored. I was just talking with Mark Lindvall not too long ago about that. And some of the music that we're programming calls for organ, so it's just a perfect opportunity. When we need to, we can use a synthesizer to create that organ sound, but when we can use the organ instead, we love to do so.
Tell us about some of the selections that will be at this show.
Sure. So, Music of the Heavens, every piece has some sort of heavenly or sacred connection, although all of the connections are different. So we start off the program with variations on a Shaker tune by Aaron Copland. It's "Tis a Gift to Be Simple," that famous tune that Copland used in his Appalachian Spring, and this is an excerpt from that. After that, we move to a completely different type of sacred music, a piece called "Silowin's Song" by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. This is one of those pieces that I adore. I learned it when I was actually a student musician, and it was one of those pieces that I knew, even as I was learning it and studying it, it was going to sort of change my musical trajectory to understand this piece. And so it stuck with me. I'm thrilled to be able to bring it to Danville and perform it in such a sacred space as well. And then we finish off the first half of the program with a piece by the Italian composer Ottorino Respighi. It is called Trittico Botticelliano, which is the Botticelli triptych. Three paintings by Sandro Botticelli, the fabulous Italian painter, that many of our audience members might recognize. One is called Spring, the second one is The Adoration of the Magi, and the third is The Birth of Venus. And Respighi, the composer, composed three pieces that echo this triptych by Botticelli. So that's our first half. A brief intermission, we go to the second half, into the world of opera, a piece that was not inspired necessarily by church and sacred music, but it is set on a Sunday morning in the Italian countryside as everyone is heading off to church in the mornings. And the final piece is Mendelssohn's magnificent Symphony No. 5 titled The Reformation Symphony, another one that has explicit connections to religious music. It uses Ein Fester Berge, a mighty fortress is my God, as one of the main tunes, the main melodies for the final movement. It's just truly a magnificent, magnificent piece. We can't wait.
I'm excited also because, like you said, it's going to be located at St. James. So
right.
The atmosphere and everything contributes, plus the acoustics of that kind of church. And so the way everything sounds. Is there a challenge to get everyone in there? Have you had rehearsal at that space yet or elsewhere?
Yeah, great question. We're very excited for all of those reasons. Another one that just occurred to me, 7:30 on a Friday in May, we will still have some light coming in through the windows, which is kind of a neat experience for concerts. But so we have been there. The orchestra has performed at St. James before, although not this year. So we know that we'll fit the orchestra, no problem. The audience numbers are a little tighter than at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. We have about a little over 400 seats available. So we do hope anybody who's interested, please get your tickets soon and get them early so that we have a space for you.
And I think this was one of the kind of add-on auxiliary concerts that wasn't part of the season ticket. So we want to make sure if you're thinking you might have it taken care of, you don't. So call in and make sure you have that taken care of.
Absolutely. Great point. Thank you. So if you have season tickets, just double check to make sure that you did indeed purchase that additional ticket as well.
All right. And then we talked about this season wrapping up with this show. And then what are we looking forward to for next year?
Yeah, we have an exciting season ahead. We have everything lined up. Be on the lookout for big announcements and for season tickets to go on sale for next season. But we have a couple of phenomenal guest artists joining us, Matthew Agnew and Claire Longendyke. Matthew is an absolutely incredible cello player. We can't wait to have him join us. Claire Longendyke, a phenomenal pianist, will be joining us later in the year as well. We're also working with the Vermilion County Historical Museum to be a part of the celebrations of the 200th anniversary of Vermilion County next year. We are commissioning a brand new piece of music by an Illinois-based composer who has had pieces performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, among many others. And he's writing a piece for us based on Danville, on Vermilion County. He's learning the history of Danville and Vermilion County right now so he can write a piece for us.
That will be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
I don't know the logistics of having something recorded like that, but right. That would be something amazing as well to go into the archives or
exactly.
Something like that. Yes.
Exactly. I met with some of the folk over at the Historical Museum, and they gave me so many phenomenal resources. I will admit I haven't finished it yet, but one of the resources is about a 1,500-page book. And it's only on the first 50 years of Vermilion County. So lots to learn. The composer's name is Tim Corpus. He and I have been talking a lot about it and can't wait. And we have our annual Christmas celebration as well. That is a partnership with a dance company from the Chicago area coming back to perform the Nutcracker. So we can't wait for that. Plus our newest tradition, the annual Halloween Spooktacular. Side by side with members of the Danville High School Symphony Orchestra for a couple of the pieces, but a great, fabulous, family-friendly, but also adult-friendly opportunity. So can't wait for the season ahead.
It makes it fun. It brings, like you said, for the whole family, and you had events kind of spread out throughout the day. So, yes, getting involved with the community, bringing arts to the people, that's amazing and an excellent part of the mission for the Danville Symphony Orchestra.
We're excited.
Anything else you can think of before we wrap up? Obviously, how do people get tickets?
Yeah, you can get tickets by visiting our office in person. You can call the office as well, and you can visit us. The easiest way is to visit us online, danvillesymphony.org, and we're happy to get tickets. You can usually get tickets the day of the event as well. This time, I would recommend getting them ahead of time because we expect tickets to get a little bit harder to come by as we get closer to the event, so don't wait.
And then I'm guessing these are general admission probably as well.
Great question. So, general admission tickets.
So get tickets and then get there early if you don't want balcony maybe or get that special aisle or whatever it may be.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's Music of the Heavens, Friday, May 9th at St. James in Danville, Danville Symphony Orchestra. Matthew Shepherd with us today telling us all about it here on Profile. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Just a pleasure as always.
For WITY, this is Andrew Dudich.